Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Atul Krishnadas Prabhuji for enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter and 37th Verse. Before giving the call to Prabhuji, I would like to give to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Ranam, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances, Mataji. Please record the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and happy Ekadashi to you all. This morning, we are so fortunate to have with us His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami and was initiated in the year 2001. He was born in New Delhi and completed his schooling and college education in Mumbai in a science stream through Mumbai University. He decided to dedicate his life for serving humanity by propagating the message of the scriptures and to fulfill the purpose, he took up the life of a celibate monk and joined the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Mumbai. After a few years, he moved to Karnataka and served for around 15 years. He then took up the charge of a new project in 2014 at ISKCON Karwar and served for around 6 years. And he is currently in charge of ISKCON Greater Noida near New Delhi, India. He is preaching the message of scriptures for more than 23 years. And he is also a teacher of Bhakti Shastri course, Bhakti Vaibhav course, and the ISKCON Disciples course. Some of his responsibilities are being in charge of the center in Greater Noida. And he's a core team member of ISKCON India Youth Council and a preacher and a counselor. He also gives seminars on various topics like mind control, successful teaching skills, and life management in various colleges and corporate sectors. He travels to many places like Mumbai, Udaipur, Bilwar, Surat, Vrindavan in India, and also visits overseas like the United Kingdom, Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, Botswana, Zambia, and Bahrain. He delivers seminars as a service to humanity. We're so fortunate to have Prabhuji on the call with us today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Randavar Pranam, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhuji. We are so fortunate to have you today in the morning call. And thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association this morning to speak about Bhagavatam. And today we are... You're enlightening as a topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 37th Verse, Prabhuji. My humble obeisances, Prabhuji. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Is my voice clear?
Yes, Prabhuji. It is clear, Prabhu.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Okay, so do you have a rule that everyone keeps their videos off? Is that a rule here or it is only for today? Yes, Mataji, can you enlighten me on this?
Prabhu, compulsory that everybody off their video. It is up to them. If they are not busy, they will on. And if they are busy, they will close the video.
It's not a rule, right? That you have to
close. No rule, Prabhuji. Yeah. Everybody is allowed to on their video if they are available.
Okay. Because I saw all the videos off, I thought it's a strict rule. Nobody keeps their videos on. Okay. But you can keep it on mute, everyone. That will be nice. Okay, so I'm just muting everyone. You will not be able to unmute yourself unless I allow you to do that, or the host allows you to do that. So, of course, I'm going to start discussion on the Bhagavatam, but I'm not sure whether all are there or no. But if you are there, then and you are hearing, then please be attentive. So we are discussing on the sixth canto, 16th chapter, which is entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. And we are going to discuss verse number 37. So I will read the verse. I'm sure you may not be able to follow. Oh, there is verse. Okay, this is the verse. So I'll just read the verse and then the word by word meaning and translation purport, and then we will start the discussion. Chityadibhireshakilavrittah saptarbhirdashagunottarendakoshah yatra patatyanu kalpah sahanda koti koti bhistantah. So the word by word meaning, Kshiti Adibihi, by the ingredients of the material world headed by earth. Esha, this, Kila, indeed, Avrataha, covered, Saptabihi, seven, Dashaguna Uttarahe, each 10 times more than the previous one. Andakoshaha, egg-shaped universe, Yatra, in whom, Patati, falls, Anukalpaha, like a minute atom. Saha, with, under koti koti bihi, millions of such universes. Tat, therefore, anantaha, you are called unlimited. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Every universe is covered by 7 layers, earth, water, fire, air, sky, the total energy, and false ego, each 10 times greater than the previous one. There are innumerable universes besides this one, and although they are unlimitedly large, they move about like atoms in you. Therefore, you are called unlimited or Ananta. Purport. The Brahma Samhita says, Yasaika Nishvasita Kala Mathavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilija Jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahan Sahiyasya Kala Vishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The origin of the material creation is Mahavishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. While he sleeps in that ocean, millions of universes are generated as he exhales, and they are all annihilated when he inhales. This Mahavishnu is a plenary portion of Vishnu, Govinda, Yasya Kala Visheshah. The word Kala refers to a plenary portion of a plenary portion. From Krishna or Govinda comes Balaram. From Balaram comes Sankarshan. From Sankarshan, Narayan. From Narayan, the second Sankarshan. From the second Sankarshan, Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Shirodakshaya Vishnu controls every universe. This gives an idea of the meaning of Ananta, unlimited. What is to be said of the unlimited potency and existence of the Lord? This verse describes the coverings of the universe. Saptabhir Dashagunottare Andakoshaha. The first covering is earth, the second is water, the third is fire, fourth is air, fifth is sky, the sixth is the total material energy, and the seventh is the false ego. Beginning with the covering of earth, each covering is 10 times greater than the previous one. Thus, we can only imagine how great each universe is. And there are many millions of universes, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.42. Athva bahunetena kimgyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekanchena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. The entire material world manifests only 1/4 of the Supreme Lord's energy. Therefore, he is called Ananta. Hare Krishna. So we are studying this chapter, 16th chapter, and we have studied a lot till now. This chapter is divided in various parts. The first part, which is up to verse number 11, from verse number 1 to verse number 11, where we heard how the dead son of Chitraketu, who was brought alive by Narad Muni, so he speaks to Chitraketu. That's the first part which we saw. The second part, which are just 4 or 5 verses, 12 to 16, there we see how the child's funeral and last rites were performed and queen's atonement, etc. And then 17 to 25, very important section, verse number 17 to 25, is Narad's instruction to Chitraketu. Narad is instructing him in various ways. And then after hearing Narad's instruction, then Chitraketu starts chanting the mantra. So this is from 26 to 33, that how he starts chanting the mantra given by Narad Muni and then attains Lord's Darshan. And then comes this section which we are discussing. This is from 34 to 48. The section where Chitraketu is offering prayer to the Lord. That's the section. And then there will be last section of this chapter, for starting from verse number 49 and going up to the end of the chapter, where Lord is responding to the prayers of Chitraketu Maharaj. That, okay, you have offered me this, then what will you gain, etc. So this is the whole chapter, 16th chapter, which we are studying. And in this particular verse where we are, verse number 37, it is explained that Lord is Ananta. So two important things which we can see here. One is that universe is covered by 7 layers, and one layer is 10 times thicker than the previous one. And then the second important point, that Lord is called Ananta, because all such universes are just like atoms moving in him. So that's why he is called Ananta. So in Bhagavatam, when we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we should study Srimad Bhagavatam in various ways. One, to gain philosophical knowledge, like we are getting here, that how this universe is, how the Lord is, how he is unlimited. Second, from devotional point of view, how do we understand such verses so that we can imbibe some values for our spiritual progress? That's the second thing we should see Srimad Bhagavatam as. So one, to know the philosophical truths. Second, to know the devotional, to understand or to imbibe devotional qualities. Bhagavatam is given. And the third way of looking at Bhagavatam is that how Krishna is arranging. Now, this particular verse, we can see that how Krishna is great. In fact, in all these verses, the greatness of Krishna is being explained. So let us try to understand this verse in all these ways. So philosophically, yes, he's called Ananta. Ananta indicates that there is nothing which is not covered by the influence and energy of the Supreme Lord. That is called Ananta. Everything is covered by the energy of the Lord. And the literal meaning of Ananta is, Anta means end. Ananta means who has no limit or no end. So Ananta, sorry, Ananta means one who has no ending. What is the meaning of no ending? Not that he doesn't have a form, he doesn't have any qualities as the people call Nirgun, Nirakar. No, no. Ananta means he has no limit to his mercy. He is ready to shower his mercy unlimitedly. Ananta means that he has no limit to tolerance. He's been tolerating our offenses from time immemorial. That is why he is Ananta. So like that, we can understand no end. And Ananta also means that which is without destruction. Like in our body, there is continuous destruction called pralay or nitya pralay. The pralay, the destruction is of various kinds. One of the pralay or one of the destruction is nitya pralay, which means every day, every moment our body is being destroyed. So we are not Ananta because we are prone to destruction. But Ananta means that which is without destruction. So Krishna's body is Ananta because there is no destruction in the body. Same body he stays. So that is why he is called Ananta. So now, how do we understand this in a devotional point of view? Lord is Ananta. This is a philosophical point. So how do you understand? What do you mean? So when we talk about Ananta, and we should understand that this is the greatness of the Lord is being shown here in these prayers of Chitraketu Maharaj. So when we offer prayers, we should understand that prayers are not for Lord's benefit, but for our own benefit. And that is why we should offer prayers. See, Lord Krishna knows everything before we ask for it. Still, when we ask, when we are praying to Lord, we are humbling ourselves in front of Him. So that Krishna sees and His affection comes for us. So praying to the Lord helps us understand more of God's character. Like here, the prayers are there and we are able to understand what is His character, what is His glories. And prayers also help us to develop faith in God, in Krishna. So that's why we should definitely pray, having this faith that Krishna responds to everyone according to their desires. That's very important. We should see that our desires are the cause of our bondage, and the desires can be the cause of our liberation also. In this world, we have only two kinds of desires. Number one, how to increase the available happiness. And number two, how to decrease the available miseries. That's what we are doing. So these are the only two things which we do in this world. Try to increase the available happiness and try to decrease the miseries. So that's why it is very, very important that we develop an affection for Krishna, love for Krishna, understanding His greatness. Like here we are seeing, many times in Bhagavatam, we'll see so many things which shows the greatness of Krishna. And many times we hear this word, God is great. So we should try to understand how great is He and what is His greatness. Krishna's greatness is, of course, in one side that He creates the whole, this creation is by Him, annihilation by Him, and all those things what we have been hearing in these prayers. But in spite of having all the opulences, in spite of having all the powers, all the energy, Krishna becomes subservient to His devotee. That is His greatness. So we should always be in this mood that Krishna owns everything. He is there, but he still comes to us asking us to worship him, not for himself. So here in these verses, we can very clearly understand how Chitraketu Maharaj is telling us that everything belongs to you. The whole universe belongs to you. The earth, water, fire, air, everything belongs to you. You are the master. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a very nice bhajan puts this in beautiful words. He says, Vastuta sakali tav jive ke ho na aham brahmi brahmi bhoge shuk bhai. He says, O Krishna, everything belongs to you. Vastuta sakali tav jive ke ho na. The living entity does not have anything. Everything belongs to you. Aham mama brahmi brahmi bhoge shuk bhai. But the problem is that the living entity, although does not own anything, but it is an illusion. And what is the illusion? Aham mama, me and mine. Aham mama brahmi brahmi bhoge shoka bhoy. And that's the reason for their lamentation and fear. So that is why this important point here, we can understand that everything belongs to Krishna. Whether this whole universe, which is described as having seven layers, in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it is described how Gopakumar, when he's trying, I can see one or two photos here on your on the screen of some devotees, Krishna embracing Gopakumar. That's the photo when Gopakumar enters Goloka and Krishna is embracing. So, when Gopakumar, this is explained in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, I'm not sure how many of you have heard about it. Brihad Bhagavatamritam is the narration after Parikshit Maharaj heard the entire Bhagavatam. His mother was anxious and she came running and she said, oh, you're dying, I'm very anxious. And Parikshit said, I'm not at all anxious. He said, because you heard Bhagavatam. So now you explain me the whole thing. Parikshit said, it'll take 7 days and I don't have that much time. So I'll tell you the essence. So essence of that is called Brihad Bhagavatamritam. So in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, there are two sections. One section where Narad Muni goes to different devotees. Another section is where Gopakumar goes to different places. And in that, it is explained that when Gopakumar is leaving this universe, all these layers are there. And he has to cross all these layers. And these layers are not just dead matter. They're very attractive layers. If you want to go out of this universe, it's not so easy. You know that story, Narad Muni once went to the Lord Vaikuntha and he said, I'm very much disturbed by seeing people in Kali Yuga. Please shower your mercy. Krishna says, okay, what should I do? He said, just allow them one day without any qualification, anyone who wants to come to Vaikuntha, let everyone come. So Krishna says, okay, Narad, very nice, whatever, whomever you'll bring, we'll take him inside. So Narad Muni went down and he declared, okay, tomorrow, whoever comes with me will go to Vaikuntha. Long queue. And everyone started, Narad Muni was in ecstasy, dancing, thinking I'm delivering so many people today. So he was leading and all the people were following. So like that, he entered Vaikuntha and he was dancing. Krishna asked him, why are you dancing? What happened? He said, I'm so happy today. Why are you happy? I'm happy because so many people got delivered. How many? He said, so many. Okay, look behind. So Narad looked behind. Not even a single person was there. And Narad was astonished. What happened? They all started with me from earth. And Krishna said, look back. So when he looked back, what did he find? Most of them got stuck in Swargaloka, then Maharloka, Janaloka. They couldn't come out because there's so much attraction. And similarly, after you cross this lokas, this planet, then there is attraction in these seven layers. So that is explained that Gopa Kumar was going and all these seven layers were attracting him. Please stay here. This is a very nice place. And this is the illusion that is created by Krishna's energy called Maya. That we feel that this place, we can make it better. I remember when I was a child, I used to hear a song. The wordings of the song was, let's make this world a better place for you and me. That's our desire. That we want to make this world a better place. We do not know that Krishna, the creator, has branded it Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So how can there be happiness? How can you make it a better place to live for you? So that is why we need to develop that attraction to Krishna to give up the attraction of the world. Otherwise, these seven layers will catch you. You will be just in one of the seven layers of universe. Even if you develop and, even if you are not attracted to Swarga Loka and other lokas. So be very careful. And that is why what we should do, we should develop love for Krishna, giving up envy. Krishna, while giving knowledge to Arjuna, he says, I am giving you this knowledge because you are free from envy. Anusuyave. So it is very important that if you want to develop that attraction to Krishna and give up the attraction of this material world, then we have to be very, very careful to give up the envy. Because envy is the root cause for all of us to be here in this world, which comes out of avidya, ignorance. So how we should be in this world? There is a nice discussion in Srimad Bhagavatam between Sati and Daksha. We know the story that Daksha, being the father-in-law of Shiva, Lord Shiva, he offended Lord Shiva in one of the yagyas where he came. Lord Shiva did not get up and he was very offended and he chastised him in front of everyone, abused him. And Shiva didn't say anything, he just walked off. And next time Daksha was performing a yagya sacrifice, Sati, supposed to be his daughter, he did not invite her. And then Sati saw all the demigods going to the sacrifice. She asked, "Hoi, where are you going?" He said, "Oh, you do not know. We are going to your place, your father's house. There is a sacrifice going on." So Sati told Shiva, "Come, come, we'll go." Shiva said, "No, I won't go without invitation." And then Sati said, "Oh, this is my father's house. You don't need invitation. When you go to your father's house, when you go to your friend's house, you don't need an invitation." But Shiva said, "No, you will not be able to tolerate the insult there. So please don't go." But Sati didn't listen and she went. And when she saw Lord Shiva being insulted right there in front of everyone, she couldn't take it. So she decided to give up her body. And before entering the fire, she says certain things to Daksha, which are very, very instructive for us. So she says, I'm just giving you the instructions, what we can get from that. Although she's just doing a discussion with her father, but there are instructions. So what are the instructions? Number one, that we should be very, very careful of the association of the persons who are not respectful to higher authorities. Because envy enters. Now, Daksha was not respectful to Lord Shiva, so envy entered. So be very careful. Do not associate with such people. If you really want to progress in bhakti, as I said, when we hear Bhagavatam, so one is philosophy, second, how we can progress in bhakti. So be very careful of such people who are not respectful to higher authorities. Second thing, see everyone on equal level. That's very important. So we should not say, "Oh, this person is equal level," means treat everyone equally. as per their position. Like in devotion service, we have devotees who are senior, junior, but we treat everyone equally, means we give equal respect to everyone. Not that we think that he is junior, I will not treat him nicely. See everyone. And third and very important thing, do not try to find fault. In fact, magnify quality. This is what Sati tells to Daksha, that you know who is Shiva. Saying Shiva is the person who sees a small quality, minute quality in someone, and he magnifies it. So try to do that. Instead of finding faults in people, try to find quality and magnify it. Another instruction which we get from this pastime is that envy for the great people is the cause of fall down. So do not envy devotees. So we should not, what to talk of envy, we should not even hear the blasphemy. That's what Sati is saying. Sati says that if you are hearing, then what you should do, either you should kill that person or give up your life or block ears and go away. So we can't do the first two, but at least we can block our ears and go away. Because you see, the more you associate with an offender, you also get contaminated. So that's why it's very important that we come into this mood of proper prayers and also understanding that what is the purpose of this prayer. Like prayers are being offered. So we want to be attracted towards Krishna. How we can be attracted towards Krishna? Various ways. And one of the ways we can see here is by offering good prayers. Srila Prabhupada explained that the best prayer, the culmination of all prayer, is how I can serve you, Krishna, how can I serve you? That's all. That is the prayer of love. Love means to serve. How can I serve you, my Lord? And then you want to serve, how will you serve? Not according to your own particular whims, but as per the sadhu and shastras, as per the guru. And that is why guru is required. Shastras are required who tell us how to pray. So this is important thing which we should learn from Chitraketu Maharaj, how is he praying? And then the attraction, as I was saying, that we have to develop that attraction to Krishna, understanding that he is unlimited. He owns everything, but he is ready to give us everything for our progress. So Krishna, in this world, when we are here, what we see, like in these prayers, it is being said that so many covering, and Prabhupada is explaining that how from one expansion to another, but Krishna is the source. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So everything is coming from him. And he explains this in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything is coming from me. So we should come into this consciousness. Prabhupada explained, this was the time when Prabhupada was about to leave his body, few days before that. The microphone is there, Prabhupada is lying down, and Prabhupada said that everything belongs to Krishna. One who understands this, he is Krishna conscious. So just see, Prabhupada is explaining that just understand that everything belongs to Krishna, nothing to you. Something has been given to you, become an instrument. There is no harm to become famous. There is no harm to get some money. To Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very nicely, he says in the 11th chapter, Tasma tvamutteshta yasholabhasva jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samriddham maye vete nihita purvameva nimit matram bhavasa vyasachin. So Krishna is telling, actually the first line seems to be contradictory to what he has been telling to Arjuna till now. because he's telling Arjuna, be equal to everyone, give up attachment, etc. But here he's saying, Tasmatva Muttishta, come on Arjun, get up. Yasho Labhaswa, become famous. Yash means fame. He says, Yasho Labhaswa, become famous. Tasmatva Muttishta Yasho Labhaswa, Jitva Shatrun, win over your enemies. Jitva Shatrun, Bhungshva Rajyam Samruddham, enjoy the kingdom. Just see what is Krishna saying. He's saying, become famous, win over your enemies and enjoy the kingdom. But why is he saying all this? The next line he says, but what should be your consciousness? Bhungshva Rajyam Samruddham, Maye Vete Nihita Purva Meva, I've already killed all this. Nimit Matram Bhavasa Vesachi. That is a devotee who understands that he is just an instrument. So, Nimitta Matram Bhavasabhya Sachin, this consciousness is required for all of us, that everything belongs to Krishna. He has given us for some purpose, and whatever I am doing just as an instrument. Because in this world, whatever we get, even our material desires, are sanctioned by the super soul. Unless Krishna gives you, you cannot even enjoy materially. So seek spiritual enjoyment. Mold your desires to get spiritual environment, spiritual progress. That is more important. So everything is Krishna is giving. He's ready to give. What are we asking? Are we asking spiritual things? Are we asking spiritual progress? Are we asking Krishna? Or we are going to Krishna just because he has some energy and power? Many times we go to Krishna, okay, Krishna, not well, please make me well. Krishna, there's some problem, please correct it. This is like going to Krishna and seeking friendship, not with Krishna, but with his energy. Like Duryodhan and Arjuna, both went to Krishna before the battle of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna wanted Krishna, whereas Duryodhan wanted his army. So that means Duryodhan was interested in his powers, in his energy, and Krishna, Arjuna was interested in Krishna. So we have to see, what are we doing? Are we going to Krishna because we seek friendship with his energy, that means with his powers, or we are going to Krishna because we love him? That's the correct mood of going to Krishna, not because of desires, not because of fear, not just because of out of a sense of duty. Go to Krishna out of love and develop that love and attachment to Krishna. Then you will be able to give up this material world. So many times people try to give up the material world and then think that I will get attached to Krishna. Not possible. Get attached to Krishna. Everything will come. Detachment will definitely come. So please understand, the perfection of detachment is in attachment. Attachment to Krishna. Unless you are attached to Krishna, all your detachment, your vairagya, your renunciation is just a waste of time. It will not gain anything. So that is why Prabhupada in this purport is describing about how from Krishna so many expansions come. And then from that Mahavishnu, and from Mahavishnu this, just to give us an idea, who is Krishna? And we are just small, tiny particle. But we need be Krishna's mercy that we are able to serve him. So that is why the path of bhakti is to be attached to Krishna, to develop love to Krishna through devotees. Mahajano yena gatasa pantha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that there are three powerful ways, Mahabal, which by which you can progress in bhakti quickly. So it is said, Bhaktapad dhuli ar, Bhaktapad jal, Bhakta bhunta avashesh tin mahabal. So there are three powerful things. Number one, Bhaktapad dhuli. What is the meaning of that? Bhaktapada Dhuli, yes, you can literally say that take the dust of the lotus feet of devotees and put it on your head. That's one correct way. And the deeper meaning is that you walk on the path on which the devotees have walked. Follow the path, anugaman. So when you follow the path of the acharyas, when you follow the path of the great devotees, that is a powerful way. So bhaktapada dhuli or bhaktapada jal. Bhaktapada jal means when a devotee comes, you wash the feet, and that water which has washed the feet of a pure devotee is very powerful. And the deeper meaning is that when you are washing the feet, what is the meaning? You are serving a devotee. So then the second thing is, first thing, walk on the path of the acharyas. Second, offer some service, Vaishnav Seva. In our movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us that three things important: Jivadaya, Krishna Naam, and Vaishnav Seva. So we should just do this Vaishnav Seva. So Bhaktapad Dhuli or Bhaktapad Jal, Bhakta Bhunt Avashesh Mahaprasad. Devotees have eaten, and that remnants of a pure devotee. Bhakta Bhunt Avashesh. But remnants of a devotee also means that whatever is spoken by a devotee, like Shukadev Goswami speaks Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuk Mukhad Amritam. So that becomes nectar. So our life should be around these three things. Follow on the path of the acharyas, serve the Vaishnavas, and hear from pure devotees of the Lord. So in our devotional life, if we are submissively hearing every day Srimad Bhagavatam, and it should be every day. Prabhupada, one time, somebody asked him about Bhagavat Saptah. So Prabhupada said, what is this Bhagavat Saptah? Why only 7 days in your life? Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Every day we should hear Bhagavatam without fail. So if you hear submissively Srimad Bhagavatam, second, if you chant attentively in your life, and third, serve humbly, then there is definite progress in Krishna consciousness. So that is why hearing is very, very important thing, especially when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and we understand how great Krishna is, which we are through these prayers very clearly is being explained. So in devotional service, please understand the path of devotion service is through the acharyas, through the pure devotees. Mahajano yena gatasta pantha. So always remember that we come to devotional service by the mercy of a devotee. We remain in devotional service by mercy of devotees. And when we perfect our life and go back home, back to Godhead, what are we going to do? We are going to serve a devotee. So that's the path. And that is why in that bhajan it is very nicely said, Radha Krishna Prana Mora Jugala Kishore Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi Mor. So that's the essence of Krishna consciousness, that this is my life and soul. But how are we going to serve them? Agyaya Karibo Seva Charanaravinda. So we should serve with the permission of the devotees and through the devotees. Then we can develop that attachment and give up this attachment, because when we say here that each layer is 10 times greater than the previous one, also means as per Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it is 10 times more attractive. So you are at one layer and you think, okay, no, I'm going to give it up. And you go to the next one, it is 10 times more attractive than the previous one. Then you go to the third one, it is 20 times more than the previous one. Like that, it goes on. Just imagine how strong we should be in our devotional life, that we are not distracted at all by anything, by any attraction. Whatever comes our way, our goal should be, I just want to achieve Krishna. And what will help? The consciousness of being an instrument. So then you can remember Krishna every time. There's a very nice example which I always quote. A small boy, he started learning violin. And he was playing violin, he's learning some here and there. Then he heard that in his city, a grandmaster is coming. There is a show of the grandmaster. So mother took him there. So it was an auditorium, and then the stage was there, piano was kept. So mother told the child to sit in one of the seats. She said, I'll just get something to eat. You be here, don't go out. And when she came back, the lights were switched off and she saw the child was not there. She got scared, what happened? And she saw the child had gone to the stage. Now everyone, the auditorium is full. The lights are off. Lights are only on the stage. And this boy is sitting on the violin, small boy, trying to play the violin. Mother was thinking, oh my God, what will I do? And that's the time when this grandmaster entered the stage. And he looked, oh, the small child is sitting. He understood. So he went to the child. And the child was playing whatever he could through his fingers. The grandmaster kept his hands, both the hands on his hands. And he told him, keep playing. So now, actually the fingers of the grandmaster were bringing out the sound of music from the piano. I'm sorry, I used the word violin. It's piano. So he was making the sound from piano. And the boy was thinking, I am doing it, because his hand was there. Similarly, in our life, whenever we think that I have done something, remember this story. That there is a piano, there is a small boy sitting, who doesn't know how to play, but there is a grandmaster who's kept his hands on the hands of boys, and he's playing, and the sweet music is coming. This is our life as a devotee, that be an instrument in Krishna's service. And then the life will be successful. So in this prayer, today what we read about the layers, what we understand by hearing that there are seven layers. Number one, that this world is very, very attractive if we do not get attracted to Krishna. One after another, everything is here to stop you, to make you believe that you can be happy in this world. But as devotees, our duty is not to get entangled in this. The second thing we understand here is that Krishna is the source of everything. And he's so great. We are so tiny in front of Krishna. And that is why he's called Ananta. So Ananta doesn't mean that he doesn't have a form. Many times people think like that. Ananta means no form. He's limitless. There are people who say, I was traveling one time and somebody met me and he was telling, why do you worship the creation? You should worship the creator. And I said, we worship creator. He said, no, whatever is created is creation. That means he was saying Krishna, Ram, these are all creation. And then there is someone beyond this, unlimited, ananta, formless, he is the creator. So these are the philosophies. But Ananta is being explained here. Ananta doesn't mean that he's everywhere. Yes, that's one of the meaning. But Ananta means that he is Ananta, limitless, unlimitedly merciful on jivas. And that is why he keeps making arrangements for us to go back home, back to Godhead. That's his mercy. Krishna comes. Krishna wants us to go back home, back to Godhead. So he creates, he keeps making arrangements in three ways. The first one is the Shastras. He gives us the scripture so that we read and we understand and we go back home, back to Godhead. Second arrangement he's making is sending his associates as acharyas who come and explain the shastras because you have not understood, okay, they will come and explain. And third way, Krishna comes himself as different various incarnations just to attract the souls back home, back to Godhead. So the whole purpose of this creation, this material world, which we just read in today's verse, that, you know, it's just seven layers and this and that. What is the purpose of Krishna making this material world? Just to tell us that you do not belong to this place. There is a place, spiritual world, ready for you. Just go back. When Gopakumar went to the spiritual world, I'm reminded of Gopakumar seeing 2-3 photos of, you know, in different devotees have put the same photo, Krishna embracing Gopakumar. So when Gopakumar went to spiritual world, how Krishna welcomed him. It is said that Krishna was playing with his friends and he saw Gopakumar and he rushed towards Gopakumar, embraced him, and then he fell unconscious. Even Gopakumar fell unconscious. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when a living entity goes back home, back to God, to the Goloka, Krishna holds his hand, takes him around and shows him, look, this is your house, these are your cows, this is your sister, this is your mother. He shows everything and then takes him, come, we'll go. Yashoda Maiya has prepared wonderful dishes. Let's have together. So Krishna is waiting to welcome us back home, back to Godhead. It is we foolishly have taken a vow that we will just stay here. Krishna wants us back and we want to be here. So that's our foolishness. So let's perform devotional service so sincerely that, and so seriously, that we can cross over these seven layers of the universe. Do not get entangled in any of the place, whether it is in the universe or when we are trying to cross the universe. And that will happen when you will be attached, or your mind will be completely absorbed in Krishna. When you will be thinking nothing other than Krishna. Otherwise, it's very difficult, especially at the time of death. One time I was in a place called Haridwar, which is a very pious place. And I saw that the two boys standing there, young boys, seemed that they had lost their father. And they're standing there and distributing bottle of beer. And I was shocked. I went to them and I said, what are you doing? And they said, we are distributing beer. Why? I said, because my father, when he was dying, he was asking for it. We could not give him. So now we are giving it to all others. So you see, if you are attached to such things in the time of death, you will be asking only those things, not Krishna. So better be attached to Krishna and perfect our life by developing that love, developing that attachment to Krishna, and by giving up attachment to this material world made up of earth, water, fire, etc., and understanding that Krishna is unlimitedly merciful, waiting for us just to turn to Him, and He's ready to take us back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you Hare. So much. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for wonderful, wonderful class. And I think it's very nicely touched upon and very easy and understandable way you put together, Prabhu. So much nicely. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I see Samakumari Mataji raised her hand. Mataji, go ahead with your question, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. And the the picture you see, this Gopakumara hugging, I mean, Krishna is hugging Gopakumara, is our logo for Bhakti Sangha Japa Group.
So,
whoever are the host, they get this picture automatically.
Thank you very much.
And also, one Mataji, her name is Priti Vilasini Mataji. She gave the seminar on Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Okay.
It went on quite few, you know, months like that.
Jai, very nice.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the wonderful class.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Sukharap Krishna Prabhuji, please go ahead with your question, Prabhu. Can you unmute yourself, Prabhu? Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Prabhu. It was so Hare wonderful. Krishna. You took us to Goloka with your lecture. Along with Gopakumar. I'm sure we'll try to follow these instructions and really try to increase our attachment for Krishna. Well, theoretically, we are reading, but when you come, see, our children, our son, daughter, that we know they are physically there. But here you have heard Katha, but we are not physically staying with him. So he is not being remembered 24 hours. How to get him in place of all our other people? Our responsibilities for children and all, that's there. But how to keep Krishna everywhere? How to see, we are reading that Krishna is a Paramatma in everybody. So we should also respect a dog or a cat. Everywhere. Aham sarva sarva matra sarva prarthe. It is material, spiritual. Every atom is Krishna. But how to bring that in the mind that we should always... I can understand, but not able to practice like that. And another thing you told is, we should rest Sama Bhav. There's no junior, senior and all. Everybody is an Atma. Everybody is a child of Krishna. Which is thing. So preaching is easy, but practicing is difficult. Can you just tell little more how to make it 24/7? 1 second bhi Bhagwan ko bolne ka nahi. How to do that?
Prabhu, by your question, I feel that you never forget Krishna.
No, Prabhu,
it's like that.
Prabhu. That's why I'm asking you, Prabhu. Mujhe chahiye, Prabhu. Aap itne bade sant ho, you are such a great devotee. You can definitely tell some tips.
Yes, Prabhu, I'll try definitely whatever I have learned from my seniors. Yes, that is true that, you know, children are there and other things are there for which we are too attached. And, you know, thinking about them is very natural for us. It's not that we have to force ourselves to think about our children and other things. So it's very natural for us. And that should be for Krishna also, which is not there. In fact, more than our children, it should be for Krishna. But it is not. So, and we hear also so much and still we are not able to come into that consciousness. How do we develop that? Number one, of course, first of all, what we are doing, that is chanting and hearing, should continue. That should never stop. The more we hear, at least for half an hour, 1 hour, we come into that consciousness that we have to remember Krishna. Or we are trying to do that. So first thing is, every day, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, we should go on hearing. Second thing is association of such people who are into that consciousness. That brings us to, easily very brings us to Krishna consciousness, if you are in association. And of course, one way, as Kunti Maharani puts it, which is little difficult, to always be in difficulties. So you can remember Krishna all the time. Like Kunti Maharani says, you know, that all these calamities, let
that,
come,
that is,
let
that calamities is very difficult
come
to ask,
again and again but, so that I can
remember. But very difficult to ask. Very difficult to ask.
That's why I
because
said.
We want to go back. We want to go back.
And,
we don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, and also whenever
when Kunti Maharaj remembered, no? At the time, Krishna physically went. But when we are calling, he won't come, no? Unki saath mein tha na, he was with the Pandavas, was coming like a family member. But for us, Krishna is far away, no?
Yeah, yeah. For us, Krishna is definitely far away. We feel that he cannot come. But if you really... and very sincerely from the heart, if you call out to him, he may not come exactly physically, but he shows his presence. That is 100% sure. That he shows he's there. He's making
we can see his hand. We can see his hand.
Yes.
Ho gaya, but he has done it.
Right. So that is what we are supposed to do. That try to see Krishna's hand in every situation. We may not see him standing right like Kunti Maharani was seeing, like Arjuna was seeing, But we can see how he's supporting, how he's preparing, how he's doing everything for us. So that seeing the hand of Krishna in every situation. And that is the reason Krishna told so many vibhutis in Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham apsukamteya prabhasmi shashi suryayo. We don't follow that. When we are drinking the water, we don't think that, okay, this taste is from Krishna. We don't do that. So start doing that. Small, small things. It doesn't take much effort. But if you do that, and you know, then you will come to even this stage where you can see Krishna everywhere in every situation. It is difficult because of our conditioning. It is difficult because of our ego. So let's try to crush our ego. Let's try to destroy our conditioning by continuously hearing about Krishna, being in association and serving. This is the only way. There is no magic wand, I'll tell you. Not that somebody will come and, you know, show the magic wand and you will become devotee. No, acharyas have given path. Follow sincerely. Your sincerity will, and your sincerity will attract Krishna's mercy, and then you will be able to understand Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. You want to say something? I'm not able to hear you, Prabhu. If you can.
Yeah, Prabhu. Now, as you said, continuously remember Krishna. I am hearing Bhagavatam almost 8-9 hours per day. Gaur Krishna Gaur Maharaj, one second time, third time. Achcha lag raha hai, but I am not able to see Krishna everywhere. But I want to hear him again and again. I don't want to leave in 1 second. When I'm sleeping also,
Prabhu,
I want to hear.
I'll tell you one thing. Our duty is to perform what is in our area. Leave everything else on Krishna. Don't enter his area. So our deity is just go on doing your duty, and Krishna will, whenever he wants, he will shower. You remember that incident that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the devotees, was standing outside and he said, no, I'm not going to see him. And he said, he wants to see you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for a million lifetime, I'm not going to see him. And then he just started dancing. Devotee said, what happened? He said, see what God said? After a million lifetime, he's going to see me. So what we do is we do our duty and let Krishna do his duty. He will shower mercy. We should have faith.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
Krishna.
You, Prabhu.
Thank you
very much.
Hare Krishna. Read me 10 days. I don't know, Mataji or Prabhu. Please go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question, Prabhu.
Read me. That's a phone name, I think. Anyway.
Sorry. Try now.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Mataji. Myself Jyoti Rakhne here. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question to you is, how you are vigilant about your consciousness, how you cross-check at the end of the day that your consciousness has been, you are been with touch with your consciousness, because we are so much involved in our activities and we don't, we are not capable. At least I am not capable to, you know, segregate this is spiritual and this is material. We are just doing what we could do. And then at the end of the day, it's very difficult for me to understand what exactly I went wrong. Up till and until it will be a major obstacle or difficulties. I won't understand that I lack in this area. So could you please teach me how to do that?
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji, for a nice question. So what we should do for that? Number one, we should see in general, are we following the instructions of the authorities, the acharyas, the devotees, whatever we have got? That's the first thing we should do. Second thing to analyze whether we are keeping our consciousness correct or not. Every day, every night before sleeping, you should ask yourself one question, that what have I done today by which I have come closer to Krishna? That's one thing. And if I have not done, if you feel I have not done anything, and then you should definitely vow that tomorrow I'm going to do something which can bring me closer to Krishna. And also being in a house, as you said, you know, you are in the family life and other things and regular life. You can ask certain questions to yourself. First one, what am I doing in my daily sadhana, which is helping me to cultivate friendship with the holy name of Krishna? Am I doing something or it is just mechanical going on? Okay, take the mala, Hare Krishna and finish 16 rounds. So that's the first thing. Second thing.
Prabhuji, could you please elaborate this point? This is very important point.
All are important point, Mataji.
Yes, yes. But this is very important for me right now because I am encountering many problems with this. Just okay. Few more tips on this.
What I am doing.
Okay, so I was saying that you need to ask this question that you are doing your daily sadhana. Is your sadhana helping you to cultivate friendship with Krishna or with holy name of Krishna? Means that is your sadhana just mechanical or you are doing it just because you know you want to make a show or you are doing it just because you have promised someone, okay, I have to do it. So what is it? Is your sadhana, sadhana means chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna. Are you developing affinity, attraction to it? Do you feel that, you know, in the night when you're sleeping, that you just feel that oh, tomorrow I have to get up and I have to chant the holy name? Or it is just you get up and then you take the mala and look at the time, okay, you know, half an hour after half an hour I have to go. So let me just complete, maybe 4 rounds will be completed, 5 rounds will be completed. So we need to ask this, is it helping me or no? So that is one thing. And second thing is that we need to ask is, we have a lot of friends. So do I long for friendship with non-devotees? Even today, even after, you know, following the principles of devotions, do I long for friendship? Like because they are influential, because they are powerful, because they have something. So do I long for friendship? Or are my best friends devotees? I'm making friends with devotees. So this is showing that, you know, your consciousness is where is it going? If you're longing for friendship with even non-devotees, those who are very influential, very powerful, that means your consciousness is still in the material thing that, okay, I can get something by that. But if you're making your best friends as devotees, that means your consciousness is going to Krishna. Why do you go to devotees? Because they are connected to Krishna. They may not be powerful. They may not be influential. So these are some of the things which we can write. And also, ultimately, one thing which is very important to keep our consciousness good is ask this question. Is the only aim of my life to please Krishna and his devotees or something else? If there is something else, your consciousness is still material. So I think these are some of the things which can help you. Do you want to say something else, Mataji?
No, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. At least I'll try to. At the end of the day, I was asking questions, but there are certain things that situation changes every day. And then we may not ask the same question because asking the same questions means giving the same answers. We want or not, at least I will lie to myself. I know that. So I don't know how much I am an integrated person.
But then you can ask this same question again and again to yourself every night before sleeping. Did I do something which brought me one step closer to Krishna or no?
Yes.
That question you can ask every day.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Eternally grateful to you. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Okay, anyone else is there or? Padma Mataji, are we continuing?
Superb answers, Prabhu. Superb answers, Prabhu. Fantastic. Yes. Make a big change.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so Hare much. Krishna. Very wonderful class. And definitely, you know, trying to stay away from material attractions is only possible if we develop that love and attraction for the Supreme Lord, for Krishna. Thank you so much for highlighting that so beautifully. We all love Brihad Bhagavatamrita and you shared the pastimes wonderfully. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I don't see any other raised hands. There is a question in the chat by Hadai Pandit Prabhu. Hadai Pandit Prabhu, would you like to ask the question? Otherwise, I'll read the question.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. I asked that whether we should behave with the Kanishth, Madhyam and Varishth Bhakta equally or according to their seniority.
Yeah. The meaning of treating everyone equal, when I said, is that your mood should be that you are servant of everyone, whether it is Kanishtha, whether it is Madhyama, or whether it is Uttama. So we are servant. That should be equally. But as Rupa Goswami puts it in Nectar of Instruction, that as per their level, we treat them according to their level. Like he says, Krishne tiyasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranata bhishcha bhajantam isham. So he is giving the category, Kanishtha Madhyam Uttam, how to deal with them. But that is when we are dealing with them. But our mood should always be same, that I am the servant of everyone. Even Kanishtha, he may be junior, he has just come, but I am a servant, I am trying to serve. This is Prabhupada's mood. Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mood. Whenever somebody used to pay obeisances to him, he used to say, Dasosmi, I am your servant. So that's considered to be equal to everyone. Right, Prabhu? Hari Pandit Prabhu, is
thank
it okay?
You, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Dhanwad Pranam for you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
In the same lines where you said we have to treat everyone the same, this is for devotees. What happens to non-devotees? I mean, they are also part of Krishna. Sometimes what happens is based on our previous transactions with them, we know what kind of people they are. Do we continue to treat them the same?
See, Mataji, what happens is, it is not that the person, whoever he may be, whether he's good or bad, doesn't mean to us. What means to us is how we keep our consciousness. That is important to us as devotees. So person may not have behaved with you nicely, or he may be a bad person also, seemingly. But what we have to do, as I said, treat same. Like say Srila Prabhupada, when he went to West, whom did he see there? All these drug addicts, you know, giving up their home, hippies. So Prabhupada did not change his consciousness that, okay, I'm not supposed to be with them. These people are useless. I will go to some other people who are interested to hear me. These people are not. No, he was same with them. So he treated them equally. And then you see the result. They all, most of them became pure devotees who came to Prabhupada. I'll say all of them. In fact, if they came in touch with Srila Prabhupada. So the result is that Prabhupada did not change his consciousness. Situations were different. Prabhupada was preaching to drug addicts. Prabhupada was preaching to the Christian missionaries. Prabhupada was preaching to philosophers. Prabhupada was preaching to government officers. But with all, he was same. His consciousness was, they are all parts and parcel of Krishna. I have to bring them back to that same. So if someone has, how we should take it, I will tell you that if someone has insulted us, someone is not behaving nicely with us, how do we take to that person? Two ways, I will tell you. One is you take him as a postman. You know, earlier, now in India, we have stopped this telegram system. Earlier, we used to get telegram. And I remember when I was a child, the telegram used to come at any time, even 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the night. And always with the bad news. Somebody has died and this and that. So whenever telegram, say suppose you are doing a party and a telegram comes, okay, your dear one is dead, and suddenly you become morose. We were never chastising the postman that, you know, what kind of news you brought. In fact, I remember sometime we used to give him extra money. Okay, thank you, you brought this news at this time, right? Why? Because although he is delivering us, but we knew he is not the cause of our miseries. The cause is the person who is dead. Now, similarly, when a person comes and insults you, does something bad with you, we should see to him, he is a postman. He is not the cause. The cause is my karmas, which I have done previously. So it is coming to me. like Prabhupada. You know, one person, he came and he was shouting at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was very silent. And then when devotees asked why like that, he said, I must have done something to him, so he's doing it, that's fine. So things like this, we have to learn. So first way of dealing with such people is, think they are postmen, that's all. That will help us. Second way of dealing with such people is, that please understand that Krishna arranges for our purification. And purification can come through devotees and non-devotees also. Krishna can use anyone. So they are there to purify us so that we tolerate, we understand, and we focus on Krishna. So that's how we deal with these people. Does that answer your question, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much for a wonderful answer. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Any other question or comment before we wind up for the day? I'm very happy to be amongst all of you this morning. And this is my first interaction with all of you, but I don't feel so. I feel as if I've been speaking to you for a long time. I don't know how you are feeling, but I'm feeling that. So thank you very much.
Very grateful to hear from you, Prabhuji. This has been a wonderful class and such amazing answers. Really connecting with all of us. Thank you so much.
Come again fast. Come again fast. Damodari Mataji, bring Prabhu again.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Everybody loved Prabhuji's class and it was really amazing. Such a nice nectarian stories you took us to Goloka Vrindavan. Like Sukakar Krishna Prabhu said, we are already, you know, we were having the tour. Very nice. Thank you so much.
You will be called as Goloka man. You are a Goloka man.
Thank you, Prabhu. If you all will remember me, definitely I will also be able to remember Krishna. So please bless me. I can remember Krishna all the time. Okay. Thank you, Mataji. And thank you all of you for giving me an opportunity and tolerating me for almost 1 hour. So hope so.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class, and we'll you know, want you to come again for giving class. So let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpataru bhyasya bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Atul Krishna Prabhuji ki jai.
Radhe, Radhe.
Thank you so much,
thank you so much, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful class.
Thank you so much.